This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating Attorney Letter to Brad Smith, Attorney at Law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Norman Fisher, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Norman, that's N-O-R-M-A-N, N-O-R-M-A-N. Last name is F-I-S-C-H-E-R. On November 15th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. The I did review an extensive amount of medical records, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 72-year-old male, height 5'8" tall, weight 190 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 6 of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was sideswiped by a vehicle going the other direction, period. His vehicle slid off the road and landed in an embankment, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled and non-drivable, period. The patient's body hit the driver's door as well as other parts of the vehicle, period. He had immediate pain involving both shoulders, comma, as well as aggravation of his prior low back pain, period. Present day, he is still experiencing neck pain, comma. Let's backtrack. When I said he had immediate pain, it should be, I meant to say he had immediate pain in his neck, comma, both shoulders, as well as aggravation of his low back pain. Present day, he's still experiencing neck pain, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, occasional left shoulder pain, but mostly right, as well as aggravation of the prior low back pain. However, his low back is improved and is at the same intensity level as it was pre-automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is described as dull and aching, period. It radiates to both shoulders, period. It ranges in intensity on a good day from 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is described as a constant pain, and it occurs every day, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain is described as sharp and intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 hours per day, but not every day, period. It is dull, aching, and when it occurs, it is constant, period. The pain is related to movement, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It does radiate into the upper back, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is back to the prior level pre-automobile accident, period. He does use Voltaren for this condition due to his prior arthritis, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day paramedics examined him, period. The next day or so, he was seen at Riverview Urgent Care. He had x-rays, period. He was placed on medications, period. A couple weeks later, he saw his family doctor and referred to an orthopedic specialist, Dr. McMain, that's capital M-C-M-A-I-N, period. He did have x-rays, MRI, and CAT scan, and was told that he had a pinched nerve. And this resulted ultimately in a neck fusion, period. The surgery on his neck was on or about August 26 of 21, period. He does relate that this automobile this automobile accident, aggravated his pre-existing neck problem, period, that this automobile accident did lead up to the surgery, period. He did, follow up with a shoulder specialist and was given given cortisone shots at community health. He ultimately required right shoulder surgery on or about May 24th of 2022, where he had a total shoulder replacement, period. This automobile accident aggravated his prior arthritis, contributing to the surgery, period. He did have some physical therapy, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as following, period. Sleeping is affected, period. Housework and yard work are affected, period. Hunting is affected, period. Driving over a few hours is uncomfortable, period. Running is difficult, period. Prolonged sitting over 1 hour is uncomfortable, period. Golf and sex are affected, affected, period. He has difficulty lifting grandchildren, period. He has difficulty putting on his shirt and getting dressed at times, period. New paragraph, medications include Voltaren, comma, a statin medication for hyperlipidemia, as well as lisinopril for hypertension, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes oral Voltaren as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history, includes hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, arthritis, comma, and GERD, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history is that the patient did have prior neck pain prior to this automobile accident from arthritis. However, this pain was minimal until this automobile accident. This automobile accident made the pain much more intense, period. His prior neck pain was non-radiating until this automobile accident, period. The pain went from minimal before this accident to major after the accident, period. He has never previously injured his neck in any automobile accident or traumatic accident, period. His right shoulder was never injured prior to this automobile accident, period. He did have minor arthritic pain prior to this automobile accident in the right shoulder, but it became major pain after this automobile accident, period. The right shoulder pain was also non-radiating prior to this automobile accident, and he developed radiating pain after this automobile accident, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 2015 where he did have some neck and right shoulder pain, but it resolved approximately 1 to 2 weeks and did not require any treatment, period. He was involved in minor automobile accidents in the past, but none that required any significant treatment other than this automobile accident of March 6 of 2021, period. He has not had any significant work injuries, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals that he had a partial left shoulder replacement in approximately 2005, period. In 2022, he had a full right shoulder replacement, period. He also had carpal tunnel surgery on the right in 2022, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a retired work supervisor with data entry, period. New paragraph. Under allergies, he's allergic to lidocaine, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, November 15th, 2022, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm as well as heat and tenderness, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area, period. Cervical extension was diminished by 35 degrees, period. Cervical side bending on the left was diminished by 22 degrees, on the right by 24 degrees, period. There was decreased cervical rotation, lacking 18 degrees on the left and 26 degrees on the right. There was a 4 centimeter surgical horizontal scar from fusion surgery of the anterior neck, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. The patient is left hand dominant, period. Examination of the left shoulder revealed diminished flexion, lacking 10 degrees of function. There was no tenderness or heat on examination. There was diminished abduction of the left shoulder, lacking 8 degrees of function, period. There's an old vertical surgical scar present. There was normal strength in the left shoulder, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal, period. Flexion was diminished by 36 degrees, period. Abduction of the right shoulder was diminished by 45 degrees. Adduction of the shoulder, ADD, was diminished by 30 degrees. Internal rotation was diminished by 28 degrees, and external rotation diminished by 26 degrees, period. There was diminished strength and heat noted in the right shoulder, period. There was an 8 centimeter vertical anterior surgical scar, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation, 40% diminished of the right ventral forearm, and 50% of the right palm, period. There is a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. The patient visibly had difficulty putting on his shirt, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse was normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are, number one, cervical trauma, strain, and pain. Number two, cervical radiculopathy with diffuse cervical disc bulging. With this automobile accident contributing to the cervical fusion surgery of August of 2021, period. Number three, bilateral shoulder strain, comma, pain and trauma, period. This contributing to the total surgery replacement of May 24th of 2022. Next number, lumbar strain with aggravation of the pre-existing arthritis, but at a stable pre-automobile accident level, period. The above diagnosis is directly caused by the automobile accident of March 6th of 2021, period. All the treatment that I have outlined above and will outline further in this letter were all appropriate, necessary, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Review emergency room records, March 7th, 2021. 71-year-old gentleman complaining of bilateral shoulder pain, comma, posterior neck pain, as well as low back pain, status post-motor vehicle collision. Abnormalities on musculoskeletal examination revealed mild cervical paravertebral muscle tenderness and bilateral lumbar paravertebral muscular tenderness, period. X-rays in the emergency room, negative for fractures in the lumbar spine. X-rays in the cervical area, negative for fractures, period. However, on X-rays of the cervical area, they saw a straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, period. Office visit, community health, orthopedics, June 3rd, 2022. X-rays of the right shoulder showed total shoulder replacement right and arthritis of the shoulder region, period. Community orthopedic specialty notes, October 11th, 2021. Both hands have some improvement post-cervical neck fusion, period. Right shoulder pain is intermittent with sharp pain, but arthritic pain is constant, period. Orthopedic notes, community, hospital, June 25th, 2021. The pain is present in the neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, right arm and right hand, period. Right shoulder pain, which is worse, motor vehicle accident around March 7th, 2021. Treated urgently at that time, and now neck and shoulder pain persists, period. MRI of the cervical spine dated May 25th, 2021. Spinal stenosis that appears moderate to severe. From C3-4 and C6-7, most pronounced at C4-5 and C5-6. Deformity involving the spinal cord, period. That's deformity involving the spinal cord, period. Prominent multilevel foraminal narrowing that may be associated with multilevel nerve root impingement is described, period. Assessment 1, cervical radiculopathy. 2, cervical stenosis of the spinal canal. And number 3, numbness and tingling, period. Admission note, August 12th, 2021, community hospital, orthopedics, med surg, 71-year-old who presents to the office with complaints of difficulty with dexterity and myelopathy, period. The patient was referred to Dr. McMains, that's capital M, small c, capital M, A-I-N-S, with complaints of neck pain and myelopathic symptoms, period. The patient has failed conservative treatment, period. The pain is affecting his activities of daily living, period. Dr. McMains discussed C4-7, that's capital A, capital C, capital D, capital F, that's ACDF, period. X-ray report of the cervical spine, May 6, 2021. One, cervical spine, severe global degenerative disc, comma, vertebral body, and facet disease, period. Right shoulder X-ray, severe glenohumeral osteoarthritis with bone-on-bone pathology and synovial osteochondromatosis. That's OSTEOCHONDROMATOSIS, period. Community North records, May 24th, 2022. Patient was admitted to the hospital for management of carpal tunnel on the right and underwent a right total shoulder and right carpal tunnel release, period. Office visits notes, community spine, May 17th, 2021. He complains of ongoing bilateral upper cervical pain since he met with a motor vehicle accident on March 7th, 2021. Notes, May 17th, 2021, office visit, community spinal center, cervical spine MRI, it's C3-4 disc bulging, C4-5 disc bulging, C6-7 disc bulging, C7-T1 disc bulging, and prominent multilevel foraminal narrowing that may be associated with multilevel nerve root impingement as described, period. New paragraph. As I mentioned, all this treatment that I've outlined above and related to this automobile accident of March 6, 2021 were all appropriate reasonable and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 4% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-2, period. In reference to the left shoulder, he qualifies for a 0% impairment as he is at the pre-accident level, period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing table 15-5, he qualifies for a 16% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 10% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a total 14% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident in question of March 6th of 2021, period. The patient's impairment rating would have been higher had it not been for his pre-existing arthritic conditions in his cervical and right shoulder areas, period. This automobile accident has certainly aggravated the conditions in the cervical and right shoulder areas and has contributed significantly to surgeries in both areas, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more prone to arthritis in both shoulders as well as the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, both analgesics and anti-inflammatories, at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at an estimated cost of approximately $400, period. The ongoing leads would need to be replaced yearly at an estimated cost of $200, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in the cervical and right shoulder regions at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.